Okay, Ollie, pretty close game. Two evenly matched teams up until you got the opening goal.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to put in the last sentence in it, Jeremy. Look, up until the 30th minute, I thought there was nothing in it. There was a few half chances at either end. To be fair to them, when they scored the goal, they were the better side right up until the last maybe 15, 20 minutes, to put it that way to you, where we mustered up a fight, albeit 2-0 down, but it was too little too late, Dermot. We didn't defend well enough. We'd been defended very well until now. We didn't defend very well enough there tonight. They did, and they probably outthought us. They were probably hungrier than us, and they battled and out-battled us as well as when they had to play, they played. You know, they're not just a pretty side. They're... they most certainly are very easy in the eye, but you can see what they've added to it. Strength and a little bit more directness maybe. And they're up there for a reason, and fair play to Stephen. He's got them flying at the moment, and we need to try and bridge the gap in the next number of weeks.
The two goals that they got were well-taken goals from their point of view, but from a Harps perspective, both could have been avoided, Dolly.
Yeah, we didn't defend properly. You know, they did in the same situation. You know, We didn't win the first ball. While we won headers and that, we didn't probably put them back into the outside of the danger area. They picked up a lot of second balls, and to be fair to Matty Smith and King in the pockets, they probably did the damage, and they played them. We gotta take our oil and move on, Jeremy.
You made a number of changes tonight. I know a couple of those were enforced because of injuries, but five changes, Ollie. You'd no problem making so many changes. One of them a debut for Johnny Dunleavy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, three games in a week. There's no point having a bigger squad if we're not going to use them. We certainly freshened it up, and that we were afraid that maybe we wouldn't be able to muster up energy. Although at times there tonight it looked like that, but it wasn't for the lack of effort. Just goals change games and breed confidence if you get it, or question yet if you don't. And I felt tonight the first goal was the turning point. But from there on, Pats deserve to win it, and it's about them tonight.
Yeah. What about Dunleavy then, Ollie, and Ryan Rainey, two players making their first appearances for the club?
Yeah, look, Ryan is you know, it's the first time he's come back to this level in the Whiteling. You know, obviously we all know that he's been with Bonagy a number of years. It is a step up, and he has gradually got fitter. He's still a bit to go, to be fair. Johnny is coming back from a long time off, and we need to manage him and see where that gets him. The last thing we want is you know, for him to break down again. So we managed him there. We played him for 65 minutes odd, if you put it that way, to maybe 70. And look, so long as he can stay fit, he'll be a huge asset to us.
Yeah, because the injuries are mounting up, aren't they? Another few.
Yeah. We've struggled there tonight again, and you know, with Ethan and Shane, that were two of our defenders from Longford that are out tonight. Really had Ryan Connolly and Conor Barry. But was that the reason we lost? I'm not sure. You know, we've a big enough panel, as I said. That's probably one of the advantages that we've had compared to other years. But we need to be up and at it. You know, we were up and at it for the first five games that we played. Tonight we looked a bit lethargic, Dermot. I'm not quite sure why, but it's the first midweek game in the season since it started, and we've another one in 10 days' time. So we need to be up and at it, or else we'll be where we normally are in the table, Dermot.
Because it is hard, the midweek games, Ollie, for a club that, you know, is part-time players involved.
Yeah, although I still won't use that as an excuse. You know, before the powers that be had us playing midweek games in February, March, April, May, the league was nearly over. Come June, this is the first midweek game well into the season, so we can't complain in that manner. I'm not going to use that excuse. Neither will Paul, to be fair. Just we didn't do enough. We didn't have enough development in us out there, and they came here if the first goal had fallen to us. It could have been a completely different outcome in it, but it didn't. And to be fair to Pats, they deserve to win it, and good luck to them.